All right, I'll call this BOE session to order. On the agenda, we've got approval of minutes, and then we have some other normal requests here. What I want to do is, if you guys would look through our minutes from previous sessions that we didn't get approved at break or whatever throughout this time, we have April 15th, July 7th, and in the last session of summer BOE minutes, we have not approved yet. So if you want to review them and then pass them around, that would be great. Yeah, that's to them. We only have one copy. I didn't know if we needed to make a lot of copies. So that's the first thing. We've got some personal property, some real estate, and we have some requests to be heard. The Moriarty. We have them on the agenda here. You've requested to speak before the BOE regarding 2009 taxes, is what they've been asked to speak. And I was just going to let them, before we hear the case, I'm going to let them present. I don't have a lot of the details of what's what the facts are. But, Bobby, have you been briefed on this at all?
I just think I remember that we fixed something for 2010 that was wrong, but they wanted to go back to 2009 and fix the same problem.
Right. So right here it says, what date was this motion here? Do you remember what date that was?
I don't. I can go get it. It's in November.
Of last year.
November 2009.
Okay. So the assessor presented the case of taxpayer Paul and Paula. Dave Oliphant made a motion to deny the appeal for 2009 tax year and requested that the assessor reassess the property for 2010. I seconded the motion. The motion was passed 3-2 with Straffus, Oliphant, and Strahan saying yes, Bob Rose and Chuck Pinnell saying no. So that's the last motion we had, which was last year, I think is how it worked. Is that correct? If you want to come before the microphone and talk to us, we can better understand the request.
I am requesting a refund for my 2009 taxes. You lowered my 2010, and according to the state statutes, or whatever you call them, that I know the 2 years are supposed to be the same. So if my 2010 is lowered, then I would like a refund on my 2009, which is a considerable amount of money. My property tax went from $3,800 $3,834 in 2008. 2009, it went to $13,915. And from that $13,000, you lowered it to $7,374.
That was the adjustment from the BOE action, I believe. Is that right?
Right.
Donna? Okay.
And I'm requesting that the, according to the Missouri Revised Statutes, that if a mistake has been made on property taxes, we are allowed to apply for a credit. And I brought some copies. I don't know if you all have those or not, but here's some copies for you.
Would you, Bob, would you give one to the attorney right there?
Sure.
That'd be wonderful.
That's fine. Thank you. $7,400-something. That's what was lowered to 10.
Yeah, the 09 action lowered it to 73.74.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we paid the $13,000. $14,000. Actually, there's two pieces of property, and the major one is it went from $3,400 to $13,000 something, whatever I told you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
As she quotes the statute, I'm just wondering if this lowering of the taxes was not by a mistake, it was by an action of the BOE, not from a, there's three or four ways that there can be a mistake used as lowering of the taxes, but this was an action made by the BOE on a lump sum broad basis that caused this action to take place. I don't want them to be aware of that, other than it wasn't a classification of a mistake being made. It was a classification of all the taxes of half of the increase of new taxes.
So let me ask you a question here. The $13,915, which you paid, that was your 2009 taxes. When did you pay that?
Paid it December '09.
December '09. And then the $7,374 amount, is that your 2010 number?
Yes.
So that's your 2010 number because of the BOA action of 2009.
Right.
Correct?
And, her 2010 was lowered in 2010.
Okay. Mr. Paul, wait, 1 second. Mr. Paulson, you have questions?
Just to get to the bottom of the issue, the statute that they've shown us talks about mistakenly, erroneously levied against the taxpayer, which is different than assessed. Okay. And it talks about the county collector of taxes, refunds or credits, if it was erroneously levied against. The levy is different than the assessment.
Right.
And I have minutes from the November 12, 2009 meeting, and quoting Mr. Strahan, it says, "I feel like I made a horrible mistake to put the entire property on at $350 a foot because of the creek runs through their property. The city has put a sewer line directly through their property, and it's pretty well split as being unusable property versus usable property with the property across the way, and we put it all on. I feel like it is a mistake on my appraiser's part. I would like the board to adjust the front 2 acres to $350 a square foot as we had it on, like we had it on the back 2 acres, to 50 cents a square foot. But our property is 10 times higher than our neighbor's property."
Okay.
It's wrong, if that's correct, that they were assessed that. And I'll concede if James said that he made a horrible mistake assessing the property, that there was a mistake as to the assessment of the property. Don't have a problem with that. I'm just pointing out that the statute talks about erroneously levied. And $13,915 in 2009 that they paid in December of 2009, was there an appeal to the state tax commission?
No.
Okay.
Because I did not get to talk to the BOE until this summer.
You didn't talk to them at all during 2009 about the issue?
I was not. Mr. Strahan came to the meeting for us, and we were not advised that we could come to the meeting. So then when he came back and told us that there's nothing that the BOE could do.
Okay, your case was heard, but you weren't physically here. Is that right?
Right.
Your case was heard, though.
No. Well, this is it.
After summer BOE.
Okay.
Yeah, this is on, the minutes are November 12, 2009, and that's when Mr. Strahan asked.
Okay.
If the notice had to have been sent in the first part of 2009, giving a raise from the $3,000 up to $13,000.
Did they get a notice?
We did not get a notice, no. And I have a newspaper clipping here where Mr. Strahan said that Strahan stated Monday that the office experienced a computer glitch during the process and several taxpayers did not receive notice of their tax increase, not just the owners of the penthouse at the condos at Branson Landing.
That is true, but then that mistake was discovered and our IT department worked with the assessor's office and then issued new increased notices for those that had not been submitted.
As a matter of law, the bill itself is considered a notice.
Right.
So if you didn't appeal in the summer BOE because you didn't get a notice, you'd be entitled to appeal later in the year after you got your bill, because that would be perceived as or considered the first notice that you got of the increase in the assessment. So you could have appealed in later in the year. Was it heard later in the year?
November of 2009.
That's when Mr. Strahan presented it to the board. And then we talked to Donna Neely in January. She told us we would have to go before the BOE and the summer BOE. So we came to the summer meeting in July.
For 2010 taxes.
Right.
Okay.
It's obvious that they agreed with you for 2010. The assessor said he was wrong. And
they made the adjustment.
Made the adjustment. The BOE did whatever they needed to do if they did. So it was fixed for 2010. The problem is whether it was appealed in 2009 or whether it was paid under protest.
Go ahead and pull the minutes up.
The assessor presented the case of taxpayers Paul and Paula Moriucci. Dave Oliphant made a motion to deny the appeal for the 2009 tax year and requested that the assessor reassess the property for 2010. Jim Strathas seconded the motion. It was passed with a vote of 3-2. Strathas yay, Oliphant yay, Strahan yay, Rose nay, and Peddle nay.
So the case was presented, and what day was that?
November 12, 2009.
Okay, so that was November. Okay.
Okay. Would the assessor's office have a record of whether a notice was sent to them in the early part of 2009?
We can check.
But they would have gotten the bill anyway, and they could have appealed before the end of the year.
We got the bill, and as you can see, he made the appeal for us on November 12th. So as soon as I got my tax statement, we beelined it over here because, I mean, wouldn't you if your taxes went up $10,000? So we came over here, talked to James, and he said that he would come before the BOE.
So just like an agent would come for a property owner, the assessor came for the property owner.
Yeah, but he wasn't our agent. He told us, flat said, well, there's nothing I can do, but he said, I will present it to the BOE.
Right.
He said, once it's in the books, he said, there's nothing I can do, but he didn't tell us that we could come to the meeting.
Well, him saying that kind of made a mistake, but several hundred people that came before us also all felt like a mistake was made. I mean, when the assessor's office assesses something, even though it might not be what it should have been, is that a mistake, or is it just the fact that they assessed it and different than it, you know, somebody thinks it should be? I don't know. That's the question.
So a matter of understanding what the BOE can and can't do, Bob, here we are in 2010, finished up the year, and we're debating 2009 taxes, basically.
Generally, you don't hear...
Do we have the authority to do that, to take action?
I haven't had an opportunity to research this very issue with everything that's involved. I mean, I think what they're basically saying now is that they weren't told that they could be here to have their own case heard, that James said that he would present it, so they didn't show up. I haven't looked at that issue at all, but as far as generally, no, you can't come in and get your assessment changed for 2009 after you've already paid your taxes without paying it under protest and without appealing to the State Tax Commission, because even a negative finding by this board could be appealed to the State Tax Commission. So when you found against them on November 12th of 2009, they had an opportunity to go to the State Tax Commission and say, look, the BOE is wrong. They should have They had a remedy at that time, and they didn't...
We went to Donna Neely and talked to her, and she said because we did not file an appeal in 2009, we would have to wait and go to BOE in 2010.
So basically,
that's what we did.
What they're saying is they relied upon James Strahan, and they relied upon Donna Neely and received bad information which kept them from exercising their due process or exhausting administrative remedies. I don't know the answer to that question without researching.
What I would like to advise the board, if you guys are open to it, is let Mr. Paulson, we have to have at least one more BOE session before the year end. That would give Bob time to talk to James, Donna, pull notes, do the legal research so we can figure out if we can even deliberate on it. Because it sounds like, I mean, it's an 09 issue and we're in 2010, and we took action in 09. So,
which could have been appealed. And generally you would say, no, you don't have to come back in 2010 with the same issue.
Well, I do have one thing I'd like clarified. They did come in summer of 2010.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But what was that for the 2010 taxes?
Yes.
But yet they'd already been done in no, the 2010 had already been done in November of 2009.
Which they shouldn't have had an opportunity to come in 2010 without some issue having changed, because that matter was already decided in 2009. But we had some of that happen this summer that I've had to do some correcting on.
But how is that possible? That's what I think. That was, you can't, if you're heard in 2009,
that should be it, unless there's some change in the real estate. If I have a piece of real estate and I've made no changes and it's, you know,
it's just a piece of land.
It's based on the 2009 values, unless I've like added on or it's, you know, been half destroyed or something like that.
Could we see the minutes of the summer BOE?
What I'd like to do then, I think we've got a lot more research to do before we can actually physically decide if we can even deliberate on it. One second, Sheila. So
I know we had five cases I had to correct that we had settled that from 2009 that were at the State Tax Commission, and another case that the BOE acted on in 2010 and affected the settlement, and we had to do something different. So we need to catch these before they're heard twice.
Understood.
This revised statute says such application shall be filed within 3 years after the tax is mistakenly or erroneously paid. So, according to that, I don't see how you cannot hear it.
Well, it was mistaken. It says earlier that tax mistakenly or erroneously levied. The levy is, you know, if you got a levy from the wrong school district or something like that, that would be an erroneous levy. However, when they're talking about within 3 years of an erroneous payment, you didn't erroneously pay. It's not like you paid once and then you made a mistake and paid again on the same tax bill.
We paid an erroneous amount.
The assessment is what's at issue. Basically, you're claiming that there was an erroneous assessment and you paid based on that erroneous assessment. And this statute does not provide for corrections of erroneous assessments. There's an appeal process through the Board of Equalization for erroneous assessments. That's where the problem is. That's why your taxes went up. It's not because there was an improper levy applied, and it wasn't because you paid your taxes twice or something. It was because the assessor made a mistake as to the value. And
Is he not responsible for making mistakes?
Yes, he is, but that's why there's a right of every taxpayer who thinks they're being overassessed to come in and appeal that assessment amount.
Let me stop real fast. If you need to do more research,
Before we can make
a decision,
right.
We've got a lot of things on the agenda. It would be better for us to be the most prepared possible for our December meeting and get it resolved at that point versus deliberating on things we don't have the facts on.
And for equity, I just want to say, I would love for them to win. The equitable is on their side.
I understand.
But as far as the law goes, I'll tell you what the law is, and I can't change that.
Right.
And could I just ask one question? Paul, was that in 2010, January 2010, that you asked me if something could be done for 2009, and I said, no, you'll have to go to somebody. I just want to clarify, was it 2010?
Yeah, we came to you in 2010 because I paid my taxes under protest, and then you, it was either you or Sheila Wyatt, sent a letter. I'm not sure who it was. It said,
if it was in protest, it would have been Sheila, because I think she has to close her protest by December of 2009, and I'm not sure she's here.
Okay. But then the letter said, then you told me that we were too late to file the appeal and we need to go to summer BOE.
Mr. Pittle?
Because we were in 2010.
I'm not against tabling it to answer your question, but I do remember Bob and I being through, I think, this same discussion before. And you and I debated the levy. What does levy mean? And we disagreed on that. But I guess my question for you, Bob, is: since you've been through this before, are you not?
That's not the issue that I need to look at. I am confident that I'm correct on the levy issue, even though we disagree. And I've got case law, and I'm sure Randy Turley and others from the State Tax Commission will back up what that says. But my problem is not that. My problem is relying upon an elected official that they don't have to come in and appeal their own case and relying on another elected official that they don't have a right to appeal. Was their due process rights chilled by that, and we should give them an opportunity to do something because of that? I don't know. I haven't looked at that issue.
Okay. So what you're talking about doing or thinking of doing is to see if there's a statute that addresses that situation.
Or some cases that address the due process situation.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like your elected officials would be responsible for their decisions or their recommendations.
Okay. I want to let Sheila speak up.
Okay.
I received a letter under Statute 139.031.6, and it was pointed out at how the collector shall and so forth. So I went about checking into kind of being, not knowing everything that had, or anything that went on. And other than knowing that I had received just a check and said, you know, put under protest, and then at the, but nothing was ever done. Okay. So I went to Assessor Strahan, and he thought, and, you know, it was going by memory and everything, he thought that it went to BOE, but he wasn't sure and so forth. Anyway, so I went to the county clerk. Okay, the November 12, 2009 BOE minutes, I read those, and after I saw it, I actually transcribed them, and Assessor Strahan did present it, and he said, I feel it is a horrible mistake to put the entire property on. And he explained that his appraisers didn't physically go out and appraise it, that they did it from a map and didn't really, and he goes on in depth and tells how. And Mr. Oliphant said, as they complained about this, not receiving the notice. Let me see the motion. Okay, Mr. Oliphant said, okay, because of erroneous assessment, if we denied this, can you go back and redo it for 2010? And Assessor Strahan said, yes. Mr. Oliphant said, due to the fact that we did not come in appeal and give this notice was sent, I make a motion to deny it for 2009. Strafe a second. But right. Mr. Oliphant said, and I request the assessor reassess it for 2010 and make the correction.
So they said that notice had been sent to the Moriuchis.
No. He said that the second notice he knew it had went, but they hadn't. But they said they hadn't received it. But the point is, the assessor came and said that he made a horrible mistake, and he asked on the ground, it was a clerical error, they made a mistake, that it be heard. And the motion was made. I think that maybe there was a misunderstanding as to between the assessor saying, I made a mistake, and how you know the mistake was made, and then getting tied up in the legalities of whether or not they went to summer BOE. Because the assessor comes to the commission when the bills come out and points out if he's made a mistake, which on that same day there was a couple others that they didn't go to BOE either, but he had said he was going to correct the bill because of something that happened the year before and just failed to get it done. It was just a an office clerical error. And so he asked for it to be corrected. And he said, no, he said, horrible mistake. I feel like it was a horrible mistake to put the entire property. And then he went on in another part where how it was assessed, that his instead of going out and physically assessing, they looked at a map and didn't realize that it was on the slant. And
you don't get to hear an assessment issue after the summer BOE unless there was some problem with the notice, and was there any evidence that presented that by Mr. Strahan that they didn't get their notice?
No. But all the other cases on that day, whenever Mr. Strahan said that there was that they didn't go to summer BOE, and there was no that because it was an error that he meant to correct, you corrected it. If I say I made a mistake, I made an error in my office on it, that and it's not questioning whether I said the assessed value should be. This is questioning that I made a mistake and correct it. We're not to unjustly take any money more than what is owed, just what is due. And in regard to, and I did talk, the State Tax Commission said as far as levy under that statute to find out whether I was under the law to refund. They told me that levy was if I was imposed any assessment or tax levy. To impose or collect a tax is when I'm levied, the act of imposing or act of collecting a tax. That was a November 9th meeting, and the motion was made with the understanding that they would be corrected for 2010, and it was because they felt they hadn't come before BOE due to the regular process, not because there's a mistake made in the county office and it just hadn't been corrected, just as two other cases that day.
Okay. Kelly, you had something?
I was just going to comment. This may be out of turn for me to say this, but I'm just kind of looking at my interpretation of what I'm reading here, and I think it may be relevant, but it may not be. As I understand this, Paul and Paula are applying for a refund under under 139.03.16, which, as I read it, says basically the county collector, upon application, shall make a refund for taxes paid under mistaken levy. Now, you can argue what is a mistake, what is a levy, all that kind of stuff, but you can't really argue too much as to whether it says this is something that it says affirmatively that the county collector shall do. And as I read this, it sounds like the collector is supposed to make a refund of mistaken levies, and it sounds like it's up to the collector in her discretion and her judgment as to what is a mistake and what is a levy.
That's what I've said many times.
Yeah, and I don't see where there's anything in this statute that says it has anything to do with BOE.
Okay.
So in the future, if an individual comes to summer BOE and the Board of Equalization denies them a change, then the collector can go in and change her tax bill.
No. See,
no.
The deal is that's why. And I disagree with Ms. Wyatt. I've talked with Randy Turley and others up there. I've looked at the case law. I've got stuff upstairs. A mistaken or erroneous levy has nothing to do with the assessment. You can come in here and lose on your assessment issue and go see the collector and say that there's been an erroneous levy, and if she wants to interpret it that way and allow them to win their BOE hearing by claiming that it's an erroneous levy, she has the authority under this section to go ahead.
I have never done that, and I have refused to do it when you have told me that this.
I'm not saying you would, what I'm saying is that's the problem with interpreting it.
With the way the statute's written.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, I mean, any time that she believes that there's been an erroneous levy that's proven to her, it's under this subsection, it's up to the county collector to go ahead and refund any amount that was erroneously or mistakenly levied or erroneously or mistakenly paid. Those are things that the collector can determine very quickly just by looking to see if, well, wait a minute, they're not in the Branson School District, but they get the Branson, that's very easy to tell. Or if they double paid, that's very easy to tell. And she needs to just refund the money. But the problem is if we do that here based on assessment, and we don't have the authority to do that. I'm not saying the school districts would do anything, but who's going to pay the? It's unfortunate that there was $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 that had to be paid. But if we do this, then the school districts could say to the county, "Wait a minute, they didn't appeal properly. You pay that $7,000 to us."
The school district said they want no one held harmful for something that they do not owe.
I'd like to continue my thought if I could. Job, it sounds like under this statute, my clear reading is it's up to the collector to decide what is or is not a mistaken levy. However, you can argue that to the end of the earth. And whether it's a mistaken levy or not, I'm not sure if that's the job of the Board of Equalization. Board of Equalization, as I understand it, is determining and correcting mistaken assessments. BOE did not take it up. Their fault, our fault, nobody's fault, whatever, for whatever reason. It wasn't acted on in 2009, but BOE determined in 2010 that the assessment made January 1 of 2009 was incorrect, and for the tax year 2010 set a new assessment. Now the question I have is, when the assessor, when the BOE resets an assessment in the second year of a two-year cycle, not by reasons by there being something changed with the property that would change the condition of the property between the first year and the second year, but goes back in the second year and says the assessor was wrong in the first year and the second year, does that assessment apply to the previous year, in which case it would be a mistaken levy?
No.
Well, this was heard, you said, in 2010. It was heard in 2009.
Well, as I understand it, you guys shimmied it in 2009. You didn't hear evaluation issue.
The decision in 2009 said keep 2009 the way it is, but have the assessor reassess it for 2010, which was done.
I don't really know what that is. Oh. It sounds like these folks have had process used against them. And I'm just generally think that's bad government, needs to be rectified. But it sounds like the law says.
That's why I said we need to look at the due process to see if their due process rights were violated by people giving them incorrect information concerning their appeal rights.
When BOE makes a determination as to what the proper assessment was for a two-year cycle, whether they do it in the first year or the second year, that becomes the determination of the assessment. And is BOE able to say in 2009 the value as of day A was X dollars, and then for the second year say the value of that same date was?
That's another possible issue to look at.
That doesn't make sense to me. That sounds like something that we're going to have to get guidance. I mean, that's the direction of the legal guidance that I'd be looking at.
The State Tax Commission has said that if they don't appeal in 2009, they may appeal in 2010, and they can win. But I believe, and I haven't looked at it, that only changes it for 2010 and not for 2009. They could have appealed in 2009. But if they appeal in 2009, they're not entitled to appeal again in 2010.
No, they're not, because if they appeal in 2009, BOE has acted and set the assessment for 2009-2010.
Correct. But did they even set the assessment for 2009, or did they just refuse to hear it in 2009?
I wasn't here. I don't really know. It sounds like from what you guys are saying that you guys simply tabled it, just shishumied it, just said, we're not looking at it until bring it to us next year because of process.
It wasn't timely appeal or something like that. So
I disagree with what you're saying, but I'm going to move that we table this until we find out more information on what you're saying about the legalities, number one. Number two, I'd like the assessor's office to determine if they can find where a notice was sent in the early part of 2009, have that information. Plus, I would like to see the minutes of the meeting of the 2010 summer BOE where we discussed this also, because 2010 summer BOE would have been strictly on 2010s, but was a notice sent out and the taxes were lowered, you know, and so I would like to see that, and that's before we proceed any further with this.
All right, so we have a motion on the floor by Dave Oliphant. Do I have a second by anyone to table this agenda item until December?
Second
by Kelly Trimble. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of table, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 5-0. All right, we'll have another hearing in December, our last one of the year, where you are welcome to come back. Bob will be presenting the legalities of what BOE can or cannot do, and so on and so forth. So,
will we be allowed to speak?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We'll be able to have more information from the legal side of what we can and can't do.
And I don't think anybody disagrees with the equitable part of it. The equitable part of it would be for you to get the $7,000, but it's not always the equitable part. Okay.
And one more thing, I feel like by going to Mr. Strahan as soon as we got our tax statement in November 2009, that was an appeal for that year. So, it's not like we didn't try and do anything about it.
Right. Appreciate that. All right. Mr. Salida, we're going to bump you up in the agenda to be heard right now. You were supposed to hear when James had a health issue and we postponed a meeting. And so I was going to let you go ahead and jump into the agenda real fast, and then so we can hear your situation.
Okay.
If I may introduce myself, my name is Mike Lutke. I'm an attorney. I'm here with Mr.
Soliday.
Mr. Soliday.
I apologize.
I had to ask him that this morning.
I apologize.
Mr. Chairman, we appreciate you hearing us, and I'll let Chris go to it because I think it's a very specific issue that he needs to talk about, and I'll let him go.
I had an add-on on my personal property taxes on 2008 and 2009, and I tried to pay my taxes, but they're not right on there. So I went by and picked up a new form to fill out because I didn't get one filled out for those years.
Okay.
And so I was wanting to get them taken care of is property that I don't own. And list all of it.
Basically, he had some vehicles that were added on in 2008, 2009 that he did not own, have title to, or possess during those calendar years. Is that correct, Chris?
Right.
And not on January 1st or any time during those years. He's willing to pay the taxes on the vehicles that he owned, of course, and he tried to pay all his taxes. It was not allowed until he paid all of these. So he's asking for those years, 2008 and 2009, for those specific vehicles to be taken off of what's required to pay taxes on. Is that correct?
Yes.
So on 2008 and 2009, you're required to fill out a personal property list that you own property on January 1st of that year. And you didn't fill out that list, but you had to fill one out for 08 and 09 in order to get your vehicle registered. You put some vehicles on there that you said you owed on January 1, 2008 for the 2008 form. You put some property on there for 2009, and then the assessor's office added some property that you didn't own at those times?
I didn't have any property at that time.
You had no property at all?
In 2008, in February, I had a Ford Ranger, and I'd sold that in the beginning of January. Or 2008.
Beginning of January, but if you owned it on January 1st, then you would owe taxes on it.
Yes, I got that listed on here.
And he's willing to pay taxes on that, absolutely. He owned a 2001 Ford Ranger as of January 1st of 2008, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, but that is the only vehicle you own.
Yes.
And they added on, apparently, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other vehicles that he did not own as of 2001, nor did he have possession of them any time during the year of 2007. Is that correct?
Or do you all have a list that he's referring to right now with the six other vehicles?
No.
We do not have
them. Can we provide copies, Mr. Paul?
Yeah. I mean,
did you turn in your personal property assessment listing those vehicles?
No.
No. He turned it in late, like 2 years late. He didn't have to turn it in at that time.
I never turned one in.
Well,
he
did now.
I've got them right here.
He generated one for you. How did he set his office?
Yes.
He added these on off of the Department of Revenue. It was done by the assessor's office, and that's why.
So you never ever filled one of these out?
Right. Assessor's office just added on.
And you admit that you didn't put on Ford Ranger, and you didn't file your personal property list as required in March of 2008, and you should have had a Ford Ranger on there, correct?
Yes, right.
Okay. And then January 1 of 2009, did you own any vehicles?
No, I had nothing.
Okay, and...
Okay, so you didn't own anything in 2009 at all?
Nothing.
No, owned nothing in 2009. Right.
But for 2008, the assessor's office has put on that you had a 1980 Cadillac DeVille, 1990 Chevy Lumina, a 1992 GMC utility half-ton, Ford pickup Ranger 2001, 92 inboard outboard motor, 2004 carrier trailer, 1993 trailer unspecified.
Okay, so those were added by the assessor's office for the 2008 and 2009.
And you're saying that you didn't own those at that time, and you'd be willing to say under oath that you didn't own those.
Yes.
And in 2009, you didn't own any property, and they put the 1980 Cadillac DeVille back on there, the 1990 Chevy Lumina, the GMC utility half ton, and something new, the 1990 Yamaha unspecified CC, and then a 2004 carrier trailer unspecified that was also on there in 2008. And you still didn't own those in 2009?
Yeah, I had previously sold the motorcycle that was added on there in 2005.
Okay, so the only vehicle I heard you said you owned was a 2001 Ford Ranger sometime the first part of 2008.
Yeah.
Okay.
February.
And for the record, too, I mean, the 2010 assessment is correct.
Yes.
And we're not disputing that. And also, too, he is the taxes, we're not disputing the fact that he did not file the written assessment that he should have, and he understands there's going to be penalties along with paying those taxes. He's more than willing to pay those on the property that he did own.
Why would the assessor put these properties on there? Were they still titled in your name for some reason? Did you sell them and the title was never changed? Or
I believe that's happening. I was told that it was still in the Department of Revenue, and that shows in the Department of Revenue, and if it's sold out of state, that unless I have some kind of proof, it's not brought back into Missouri, because they will retitle it like in Arkansas, and it will always stay online in Missouri, and I don't know how to get that removed.
Have you since filled out an 08 and an 09 personal property form, which says that you're doing it under the penalty of perjury?
That's right there in your hands.
These are the ones that you're filling out?
Yes.
Okay, and you've signed them under the penalty of perjury?
Yes, and I've got one here for 07 also.
Because you didn't file one in 07 either, and you
right.
still owe the 07 taxes.
And we're not disputing the 07. We're not disputing the 07 list.
Okay.
And he understands he has to pay, you know, the taxes and the penalties associated with that.
Okay. And
but he's willing to say under oath that he did that. What he's signed is correct.
In the 2010 one, he's also signed that, so that under oath he's saying that's correct, even though he's not disputing it.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. And he understands that there'll be penalties for not filing these things in a timely fashion.
He understands that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then in addition, if there's any further evidence that shows that he's not telling the truth on this, obviously he'd be subject to prosecution.
If there's fraud, he has been advised by counsel that there could be serious criminal and civil penalties.
Okay, I just wanted to clear all that up for you guys so that you know exactly what you're dealing with.
Okay, I got two questions. First, did you get a tax notice in November of 08?
I probably did. I don't recall.
I mean, why are you waiting till 2 years later to come in and ask about it? I mean,
I've been here previously on an abatement and explained that in 05 and 06, I had moved out of residence and actually stayed in a hotel and I didn't get my taxes paid. And actually in 04 and 05 was wrote off.
It's clarified to me. The actual forms, they didn't add those on, I don't believe, or maybe they added some of them on, but basically, those forms go out pre-printed with the stuff that you had before on there. And if people don't make changes in them, they stay on there. Right? Is that what you're saying? And did these come back from Mr. Soliday?
This.
So when they were mailed out, you may have received these? Or do you know?
I don't think so. I think when he went to the assessor's office to pick up, you know, to try to clear this up, these were suddenly added on. After the last hearing, after the last thing, and so there was a change, and I think it was after the September 29th 2010 hearing is when after all this changed.
Okay.
We don't know why. We're not saying anything improper. I thought we just believe there's an error.
Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
The second part is this a BOE decision? I mean, the Department of Revenue records show if somebody owns something or not. And that's up to the assessor's office to make a change if somebody comes in there and shows them by Department of Revenue. I mean, that shouldn't become before the BOE, should
there's
it?
There's an assessment issue. He's being assessed with these properties for the first time for those years. I mean, he's never been assessed that we know of with those before this year. Is he too late to appeal the 06, 07, 08? Yep, probably, unless those were added on this year. I mean, when were they put on there? I don't know that the assessor can...
Mr. Paulson, be clear. We're not disputing 06, 07, or 08. All we're disputing is 08 and 09.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 08, I just make 09. Sure the you know, times
right.
are right here.
All right. Yeah. So can... I don't know if the assessor did, but can the assessor change the assessment for 08 and 09, or was there any assessment at all? If the assessment is just being made now, then it would be appealable.
Well, if the 07 taxes are not being disputed, what cars were on there in 07? And
I have a copy of that I can show Mr. Okay. Paulson. Maybe that'll clear that up if I may approach.
But where did the assessor come up with those things in 08 to put on there?
The Department of Revenue. Is that what you were told?
Yes.
He was told it came off the Department of Revenue.
Well, then that...
He was told that they were added recently, since the last hearing, based upon what the Department of Revenue records showed?
I'm going to have to speak up here on this. Those vehicles, during and the time of the last hearing, were brought up, sir, so they were not added from the time that the last hearing, and we can go back to the minutes, and we can review what those vehicles were that you brought in here. This discussion about the vehicles came into view whenever you refused to pay taxes on the two trailers. So that's those, we can go back to the minutes. The minutes and those vehicles that were on there were discussed during that time that you had your last hearing. This isn't the first time we've heard about these vehicles.
Okay, but you're saying on a trailer that I refused to pay, on which we already resolved prior to this, that I did not own, that was already taken care of, which has nothing to do with my 08 and 09 taxes, that's been added on, that is not on my 07 or 06 or 05.
We have the 07 list here.
I have my old list.
Let me just read what's on the 07. I don't know what's on it.
Here's the 07 right here.
These are originals.
On 07, they had a Ford pickup, a Ranger, 2001, a ski-type boat unspecified, 1992, and a 1992 boat trailer unspecified. And in 08, if I remember correctly, he admits having the Ford Ranger that he got rid of later in January of 08. So he says that's fine. But the ski-type boat he didn't have anymore, and the boat trailer he didn't have anymore. Where's the 08? This is the 08. So in 08, what it says is now there's a 1980 Cadillac DeVille, which was not on in 07, a Chevy Lumina, which wasn't on in 07, a GMC Utility 1/2 ton, which isn't on in 07, a 1992 CGM inboard outboard, which is not on in 07, the carrier trailer, and there is a trailer unspecified, but it's a 1992. Here it's a 93. It might be the same one. I don't know. So there's two on here that were on this, but there's a lot on this that weren't on the 2007.
That's correct. Yes, and those were just recently added on, as we said.
And I don't know that.
Absolutely.
Do you from the assessor's office know whether those were just added on or?
Assessor's office prior to our other hearing.
Okay, this is the prior to the hearing.
Changes.
You know, and prior to the last hearing, the assessments for 08 is zero, and 09 is zero.
Mr. Paulson, did you want to see those as well?
Yeah, because they're looking at
the assessments. This is 2000.
I'm trying. The only thing that was on there at that time was the mobile home for 08 and 09, but I did have the Ford Ranger, and that should have been on there. And when the mobile home was removed off of the 07, 08, 09, all this other add-on stuff from the Department of Revenue was put on.
But when was it put on? I have the originals from the assessor's office. It's not on the originals.
So
when,
your copy too. Absolutely.
When did it get added? Sometime in 2010.
After our hearing.
This happened after the September hearing, Mr. Commissioner.
Okay.
I got a letter.
I mean, it looks like about September 20th.
Okay, for the 08 just shows a mobile home.
There's all of them.
Right.
And the 09 just shows a mobile home.
That's what this says, the originals.
I would refer that we listen to the tape.
That's what I was mailed right after the hearing.
That we listened to the tape because there was a discussion of vehicles during that tape.
September 29th, they were added. Thank you.
And Mr. Paulson and members, I have a letter here from the collector dated September 30th.
Saying that they were added on?
If I may, it's very short. It says, Dear Chris, the assessor's office generated these three statements for 2007, 2008, 2009 on vehicles to be sent out to you. We spoke to the assessor, and he said you would have to provide proof that you did not own these vehicles
Please feel free to call our office if you have any.
Well, if I may, it would be appropriate. It would be appropriate if, for instance, the Ford Ranger were left off and it should have been on there, that the assessor, based on what was titled, would add those things onto the list. And if you disagreed that you owned those at that time, because while it may have shown by title that you owned it, if the assessor was doing his job, he'd want you to pay on those since they were titled in your name. But if you didn't actually own them at that time and the title gave the assessor some wrong information or a wrong impression, you would have the right to appeal to the Board of Equalization, which you're doing. And what you're saying under oath and under penalty of perjury is that while the title at the Secretary of State or whoever has the title, Department of...
they don't have the actual title. Department, the record.
Department of Revenue. They have a record of title. That despite that, you didn't own them at that time, and you're saying that under penalty of perjury at this point. You understand why the assessor may have put those on there, because it looks like, according to their records, you owned those at that time, but you're saying that you didn't.
Yes, that's right. And please, we're not accusing anybody of anything here. We just think it's an error.
Do you have a bill of sale where you sold these?
Oh, I do not.
Well, according to the Department of Revenue, they say you own them.
Some of it was taken to a salvage yard, and they don't receive a bill of sale from the salvage yard. Like the Cadillac, the 1980, it had a transmission went out. The small trailer I had, a little car trailer in 2004, I haven't had since 2005. Apparently, the person hasn't got titled yet.
Is the it?
That's why they make him make a declaration of what he owns, because the Department of Revenue isn't going to have correct records on the stuff that were entitled wasn't sent through.
Does the assessor's office go to my name, for instance, and to the Department of Revenue to be sure I've got everything on there? Do you all do that on an annual basis or something?
I think they do.
And if you find that there's vehicles that are titled in my name...
Thank you, ma'am.
And I don't have them assessed, you put them on my assessment?
I think their general policy is to put on what you had the year before. If there's a reason to do what you just said, they may do that. For instance, if you didn't fill out anything for 2007 or 2008 or 2009, he didn't fill out any forms, so he didn't help matters any, I don't
sure.
think.
Sure, yeah, I understand that.
I agree.
It also goes sometimes when there is when you don't put enough information in,
only if something is alarmed, as a general rule, you don't go through, you couldn't do that.
You could if you had a discussion about it, and you had a discussion about it in BOE here, and there was issues with it. I'd say that if there was a Cadillac wrote down on there and you didn't have a year, that it is the responsibility of somebody to go to the Department of Revenue and find out what the man owns.
So let me ask you this, Bob.
I have a legal question.
If this gentleman signed a document saying, I don't own them, it is up to the county or the assessor or the collector to file charges. Is that the...
I'm sorry. I apologize. One of the assessor's personnel just said that there's supposed to be some record of when some things sold that the clerk has, or?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is this. If you've given by signing this, you could be prosecuted and all that.
Yeah.
At a certain point, we have to accept what they say, and if we don't believe it or have proof otherwise, we would prosecute as a county.
If you can prove otherwise, you send it over to the prosecutor and have him prosecuted for a misdemeanor.
Okay, but if he's willing to sign
and you're perfectly free to accept his word, and if the assessor doesn't like that occurred and can prove that he owns something that he's saying that he didn't, he can go over to the prosecutor and he can say, I want this guy prosecuted for perjury.
Okay. If it becomes a crime, it's outside the purview of BOE.
Right, so our job then is to say either we accept or don't accept it.
Right.
Is that correct?
Right, and what you've got is conflicting evidence. What you've got is some evidence of ownership in the form of those things were titled in his name on that date. He's telling you that salvage yards don't undo the titles. And that, you know, if you transfer it to somebody out of state or whatever, and he may be telling you the truth, and he may not be telling you the truth. But if he is telling you the truth, those things are plausible, but you can choose to believe them or not believe them.
Here nor there, if he signed a document saying that's the truth, it's up to us to say, go visit the prosecuting attorney.
Yeah. Where's the weight of evidence here?
What do we have to do? What is it?
You have to determine what the weight of evidence is and adjust his list according to what...
But if he signed it, isn't that enough evidence to say...
Do you have someone saying that what he's saying isn't true? The Department of Revenue has the titles. So he's saying, okay, yeah, big deal, so they have the titles. That's fine. I don't disagree with the fact that they haven't titled in my name, but I didn't own them at that time. Do you have anybody saying, well, that's not true?
Yeah, the Department of Revenue information just is evidence that he owned them at some time prior to that day. It doesn't really say that he actually owned it that day.
All right, BOE, I'm open to motions or any suggestions. If you've got more questions, please ask.
That whole list of vehicles, I can't believe that the Department of Revenue still has all of them on there. If he sold some of them and they went to junkyards or whatever.
They've got five or six. I've got maybe five, six, seven, eight cars that I sent to junkyards. That Department of Revenue still has me on title for, so I know that happens. In fact, I sent one.
They send
I spent
you a
three
notice.
Of, do what?
They send you a notice when your tags are due, and you're supposed to contact
them
and tell them you no longer own it.
But only if you've got a tag. They're not going to send you one that you don't have tagged.
Yeah, there are times you have the car for 5 or 6 years without tags. Yeah. You just let it sit.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
My name is Glenda Giles. I'm from the assessor's office. If you have a vehicle titled in Missouri and it's still in your possession...
If you could speak into the microphone.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Whether you have the vehicle tagged or not, you're responsible for personal property tax.
If it's in your possession, but if it's no longer in your possession...
Right. But in any abatement that we do, we have to provide proof. If we're going to take a bill out of the system, we have to show proof as to why we are removing that bill. It is up to Mr. Soliday or whomever to provide us written documentation. It's not our responsibility to provide that. It's his responsibility to provide us that documentation in order to do the abatement.
Isn't that what the written declaration is?
The assessment list?
Yeah, the assessment list. Isn't that his declaration of what he actually owns?
Okay, but these are how many years? This is almost 4 years ago. We actually had a bill in there for 2007 with the mobile home, the boat, and the vehicle. Okay? After the hearing, we redid the tax bills based on, for the 2007, we actually ran it on exactly as it was filed, okay, minus the mobile home. The 2008 and 9 were based on vehicles that were titled in his name through documentation from the Department of Revenue. The assessor has that privilege, or it's his prerogative to be able to put these vehicles onto a person if he believes they own them. If they do not own them, then it is the taxpayer's responsibility to provide proof that they do not own them.
All right, so you're saying the burden of proof... I have to be able to prove that I don't own an asset, otherwise I'm going to be...
But what is the nature of that proof? Coming in and saying you no longer own them is evidence that you no longer own them.
Is the burden of proof...
Yes, if you file in a timely manner, if you file as you're supposed to. I believe all Mr. Soliday is going to have to do is go to the Department of Revenue and have them pull up the information showing that this vehicle is no longer registered in the state of Missouri.
But on September 29th is when these vehicles were put on there.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So contacting the BOE or the assessor after September 29th during the month of October would in fact be timely in challenging the action of the assessor that was taken on September 29th. These weren't on the bill.
Yeah.
These were not on his bill.
Assessor's responsibility. Right. James directed me to do the add-ons, to take the mobile home off and put it into Dean Ulrich's name. and to, since Mr. Soliday had not filed any vehicles and there were still vehicles titled in his name, James directed me to add those vehicles on to Mr. Soliday's bill, and then it would be his responsibility to show us that he did not own them.
One question. He directed you to do it for what year?
For 2008 and 9. 2007, he did file his vehicles.
Right. Okay, so in November of this year, I mean
September.
September of this year, you were directed to go back and put it on for 08 and 09.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, had he have paid those taxes at the end of 08 and 09, could the assessor's office still do that and send an additional bill?
I assume that he could, but we generally do not do this. It was because his lack of responsibility in not filing, James directed me to do that.
If I may, there's a bit of language going on. She's saying that these vehicles were still titled in his name. As Mr. Paulson knows, there is a title state. Once you sign a title over to someone else, whether it's registered with the Department of Revenue or not, that's it. Yeah. Deal done. And that's what the court's saying. Okay? With all due respect to the assessor's office, what they're trying to say is his responsibility to go to the Department of Revenue and clean up their database. Because that's what saying these vehicles are titled is misnomer. What they're saying is the Department of Revenue has in their database that they believe is still titled in his name. Just because they haven't received a record of it does not mean that it's not that title hasn't been transferred. I don't need to get the DOR to approve any transfer of title. If I were to sell Mr. Trimble a car, once I sign the title over to Mr. Trimble, it's done. We're done.
It may not be mine, but it's definitely not yours.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, I think also the proof, you know, that's necessary signature.
His statement is evidence of the fact that he doesn't have it. If he's made that incorrectly, then he's defrauded.
That is under a court of law. All these statements, and I disagree with Mr. Paulson, him coming in here and saying that he doesn't own something doesn't mean that he doesn't own it. His language, if he comes forward and states that he doesn't own this or doesn't have that, or he sent it to a junkyard or this and that, the assessor's office has a responsibility to the citizens of Taney County to assess and for the tax purposes. And what we have here is someone coming in saying, I guess I could go out there in my 2010. I don't own that thing anymore. I sent it to the junkyard. So I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying any taxes on it. That's basically your argument.
With all due respect, Mr. Commissioner, I think that misconstrues my argument.
I heard here a while ago. We've got a Cadillac, we've got this and that, and we don't own any of it.
He never declared these. The assessor's office went out and found this and put them on. And so what you're saying is once the assessor relies on a database that may or may not be correct and that by statute is not applicable to whether he has title to it or not. I've been involved in a lot of litigation with auto owners and car dealers, and I've never seen a judge refer to the Department of Revenue database. They want to know what the paper title, that you know, whose car is that titled into, and that may or may not be correct up at the database. If the assessor adds it on, so what you're saying is it's not enough for him to come in and do take an oath. Sign a paper that where he could be prosecuted criminally and thrown into jail for lying. And that's not enough. He's got to actually go up to the DOR, clean up their database, and then provide extensive paper trails in order not to pay on these vehicles. I mean, on an arbitrary action of the assessor. I don't think that's due process. You know, and I don't think that's what the statutes of Missouri require.
Okay, hold on. You did have one more statement to make.
Yes, I did have. Okay. In order to, this was to help people like Mr. Soliday and to help all of us. The Department of Revenue now, whenever you purchase a vehicle, your title actually comes with a tear-off at the bottom. They've been doing this the last probably 2 or 3 years. It is your responsibility to turn that tear-off in whenever you sell that vehicle. Okay. Prior to that, you are still... And we don't do it, but but you are still supposed to notify the Department of Revenue whenever you sell a vehicle. Okay. The Department of Revenue will have documentation. It's not a matter of cleaning up their database. The database we have is not the same as what they have. We have a portion of their database. It shows what vehicles are titled in Missouri on January 1st of any given year. That's what we go by. Anytime we abate a car off of a tax bill, we have to provide documentation showing. And that's what we use. We will print off showing whether or not this person had this vehicle January 1st of that given year. Mr. Soliday can go to the Department of Revenue, to the License Bureau. They can look up by VIN number whether this has been transferred to another individual or if it has ever been titled. That would be the only proof that we would need to take those bills off of those statements.
Okay, hold on. Dave, you have a question?
Yes. Department of Revenue sends out a notice when license comes due on a vehicle. Is that correct?
That's a courtesy. They do not always send it out. They, with the people moving, they have gotten to where now it's more of as a courtesy, and the majority of the people that come into our office have not received a renewal slip.
Okay. Well, that was going to be my question.
So he may or may not have received a renewal slip.
Out of all that whole list of vehicles, mm-hmm. I would have thought that he would have gotten a notice from Department of Revenue. Mm-hmm. That a license, I've never failed to get one from the Department mm-hmm. of Revenue on any vehicle I've ever owned. I thought they sent it on every vehicle.
Okay. Go ahead. Hold on, Kelly. You can come on. Right there.
I just want to explain how we determine if somebody calls if they are to be taxed or not, mm-hmm. if they call and want a non-assessment. First thing we go to is the Department of Revenue.
Okay.
And how we look at that is we pull up their name, and that shows on there an expiration date. So whether we send them to the assessor's office or not is whether that expiration date shows, you know, what year that shows. So in Chris's, under his, it shows the only vehicle he had expired in 2007.
That's registered, right?
Yes.
To be on the road.
Right.
So none of those.
It's going to carry over. I mean, if I could show you guys this, maybe it can.
We don't know whether he had anything titled that he didn't have registered.
Okay.
I'd say that if it's registered,
this.
That would be evidence that he owns it.
Well, no, I'm saying other than the ones he had registered, which was only one,
yeah.
There's no, nothing else was registered. So the only way we suspect that he owned them is that DOR shows him as having title, but that's their database.
That's the only evidence that I can see.
That yeah, you keep that one.
Is that yeah. Some computer somewhere?
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
When they looked it up,
right.
So
it's
on the
2003-2004
taxes, that were written off, did you owe those?
I paid 03 and 04.
You paid 03.
It was 05 and 06 that was written off, yes.
Written off, then did you owe those taxes in 05 and 06?
I'd have to look at the list to see.
I don't think we have documentation for 05 and 06, so I don't think we can answer that question accurately right now.
So
I think
we got it.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I have a question or comment or series of questions, I guess.
Right. Go ahead, Kelly.
Humor me on this for a minute. If I understand this whole proceeding, kind of been half paying attention to it, the question before BOE, as I understand it, is do we believe this guy owned and was in possession of these particular vehicles on the applicable dates? Is that correct, Bob?
Well, rather than do you believe, I'd say, does the evidence show?
No. For purposes of assessment, it is we are trying to make the determination that he owned these vehicles on a certain date, and therefore owned taxes on them.
Does the preponderance of the evidence show that he owned those vehicles on January 1st of the applicable years? And if a preponderance of the evidence doesn't show that, he didn't.
Okay.
If a preponderance of evidence shows that
right.
he did, he did.
Our reason for doing that is that he believes that the determination made by the assessor in that regard was not correct.
Right.
Based on their policies, the way they do it, whatever. They made a determination. He disagrees with that determination.
Correct.
The evidence, we're presented with the same evidence that the assessor had, which it sounds like is, number one, what the Department of Revenue computer in Jeff City says, which we know that is based on he had title on him at some point, but he may, but that may or may not really say that he owned him on the applicable dates. We've got his affirmation in his statement saying that he did not own them on those particular dates.
That's correct.
Okay. Other than that, we don't have any actual evidence of who did or did not own those properties on those applicable dates.
That's correct. That's all we have. Him saying that he did not own those and some database that may or may not be accurate saying that they were titled in his name at, okay. at that time.
So if we were to determine that he did own them on those dates, we would have we would be saying basically we believe the DOR computer, we don't believe him. If we determined that he did not own them, we would be making our determination relying on his statement. If his statement ends up being fraudulent or an error or something, then...
If you can prove later that what he says in his statement
is... If the assessor or anybody is able to prove later this statement was bullshit, that...
He could be prosecuted with a misdemeanor.
Right now, it sounds like the best evidence we have of what he owned on those applicable dates is his affirmation that he did not own them.
That's a determination you need to make.
And all of the rest of all this whole discussion is a great big sideshow of whatever. Yeah, so if you don't believe
the sideshow.
If you don't believe him, prove it and send it to the prosecutor.
I think you've succinctly detailed what the issues are before the Board of Equalization.
I move that we make the unless the assessor's willing to come up with more evidence to the effect that this guy actually owned and may have been in possession of these buildings, or these items at the time, I'm inclined to move that we go ahead and make that correction. That
so your own. Motion is to correct?
My motion is to whatever the thing
Are you accepting him or accepting the assessor?
I move that we accept him.
So accepting Chris's 08, 09, and 10...
If the assessor is unhappy with that, it's up to him to provide data to the prosecutor to...
Okay, so...
2007.
You're not disputing 07?
We're not disputing 07. So just we're not 08. Disputing 10.
So just your motion is to accept...
The forms as presented.
The forms as presented for 08 by, and 09.
By Chris Soliday.
Soliday.
Which is 2001 for Ranger, for 2008.
And nothing for 2009.
2009 is nothing.
That's my motion. In ways of discussion, I say if the assessor or the commission disagrees with it, their next step beyond this would be to take it to prosecution.
So we have a motion on the floor by Kelly Trimble. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Motion is seconded by Chuck Pennell. Dave, we have a motion and a second to accept 08 and 09 as presented by Chris Soliday.
All right.
And to override the assessor. Do you have any more discussion or questions?
No.
All right. See, no more discussion. All those in favor, what?
I call the question.
Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
4-1, motion carries. All right. We'll move on to the next issue.
I'd rather blame Jay Nixon than the director.
Let me ask Mr. Paulson that.
Well, if you can prove otherwise, you can have him prosecuted. You can have him prosecuted.
I don't have this.
Mr. Just can you find out so we can get him going through here?
That puts him in jeopardy. Something way more serious than
the commission. This is way more serious than that. You missed out on the main part of the deal.
We can All right, we in good shape? Okay, moving on. We are here How are we doing with time, guys? Do you guys need a recess at all? Or do you keep on pressing through?
Push on.
Push on. All right. We have, I'm going to say this name wrong, but Mr. Singh, a request, I believe. Let me put this back here. Okay, so let me read the letter that was faxed. Donna, you want to give a we're going to deal with Mr. Singh here?
Yes, I've never met Mr. Singh. He's sent
guys, we're going to start the next case. Here goes. Go ahead. You want me to read the letter?
Yes, read the letter.
Okay, this is from Mr. Singh. It says, I'm writing you this letter in hope that a meeting can be set with you and the board that sets taxes on commercial property in Taney County. As you can see by the comparable properties that have been provided, taxes on the Welcome Inn at 2651 Shepherd of the Hills, Branson, Missouri, 65616 parcel, and he listed the parcel number, far exceeds the true value of this property. Taxes on this property have put an unfair burden on my business, myself, and my family. Any and all help that you, the board, or the county can provide will be greatly appreciated. He is stating that his assessed value... Okay, I see that. That his assessed value for 2009 and 2010 are too high. He did not go through summer BOE either year.
No.
This is the first time he's requesting this case be heard. So before we hear it, we have to
make a determination as to whether it's proper for us to hear.
Correct.
Did he say that he received notice or didn't receive
notice? Did not
notice?
Say anything. That's the entire letter.
Okay, I.
Your legal advice, Mr. Paulson.
Well, I just want to fill you in on what I know. He came to see me actually.
Okay.
And I told him that I didn't know that there was anything that the BOE could do because, I mean, basically what he presented was he paid $1.3 million for a motel in 2008, and now he can't sell the thing for half that. He's in a world of hurt. He owes more than he can get for the property, and he's looking to have his taxes reduced. And he knows that the property's worth less than $1.3 million and probably was on January 1st, 2009. And I said, that's all well and good, but even to appeal for 2010, you need to appeal to the summer BOE. If you didn't receive notice, you could go ahead and make that claim, and if that's true, then you could maybe get it heard by the BOE. I told him that that's probably the route I would look at taking if I were him, if that were true. But absent that, I don't know that there's anything anybody can do for you.
Has he told you he did or did not receive notice?
I believe he went down to the collector's office after that and was talking about not getting notice. But, I mean, you've got his form. If he doesn't say anything about not receiving notice...
2009, he would have received notice by in the form of a tax bill.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
And so anyway,
in 2010 didn't change, so his 2009 tax bill would.
One last question: when did he come to see you?
Oh, probably a week or two, maybe three ago.
This was sent over.
So his first contact he's made with anybody.
November, the first week of November.
Was 2 months after DOE closed, let alone deadlines for applications.
So the question on the floor is, do we or do we not hear this case?
One comment. When process is being used against people to hose them up on how they do this, I kind of react badly to that. But this guy has, he's gotten two tax bills, and he had all kinds of notice. He didn't pursue anything. He's so far out of joint on how the process is supposed to work that I don't see any way that we can.
So is that a form of a motion?
No, I'm just making a statement.
Okay.
The 2009 tax bill is notice, by the way.
The motion is to follow. I move that we...
Do not hear the case.
I move that we do not hear the case.
Motion by Kelly Trimble to not hear the case.
Second.
By Dave Oliphant.
Discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I can see that would be... Good reason.
Here's his
on 2009, because my guess is that he got a 10 bill.
And it's exactly the same as the 2009.
Yeah.
And he got the 10 bill, and that's why he's waking up to the reality of what he's flubbed up, and that's why he's coming. So my point would be, are you saying on 2009 and 2010 also? Could we hear him on 2010 is my bottom line.
I don't think so because he's supposed to get a notice of an increase in assessed valuation. I'm being told in my left ear right now that the assessed valuation for 2007 was the same as what he paid for it in 08. Approximately 1.3 was the appraised value. And then in 09, he didn't challenge that. He got a bill for that amount. And that's notice that if it did go up, that's his notice. And then in 10, it didn't go up. I mean, he already had noticed that that was the tax amount. So he has notice for 10.
All right. Yeah, any more, bought the property, any more discussion?
And it's the same as 7? 7 and 9 are the same?
7, 8, 9, and 10 are all the same.
Okay.
Which is 440,940 commercial.
That's right.
Wow. All right.
He's hurt.
All those in favor?
Sucks for this guy, but that's...
Oh. Yeah. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? Aye. Did you vote aye?
I voted aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Moving on to, it looks like Mark Campbell. Is that?
Yes, Mark came into the office just a few minutes before the meeting, and he's representing the property owners there that you have. He brought a copy from the assessor's office showing the lower amount for 2009, but I printed off the tax bills for you for 2009 and 2010.
This whole pile right here, right?
And they're both the same, so there's no change from 2009 to 2010.
Let me ask you a question. Have you heard from this property owner saying it's all right?
I have not heard from the property owner to my knowledge.
So we have someone went to represent a property owner who is not, we have not heard from the property owner saying that it's okay for them to represent them.
We've turned over down in the past several times since I've been here for 6 years. If they don't have anybody, an agent, we had a lady come in here and try to represent two or three people in a condo, and she came 3 or 4 years in a row, and we wouldn't allow it.
So what's the request though? To refund?
I'm not sure if it's a refund or just a reduction. He was mainly interested in lot number one. Because it was purchased in November, and I think I'm just sticking on there.
Right here.
November 2009. And so he felt like he didn't have an opportunity to do anything for 2009, and now, late in 2010, we're hearing an issue.
He did not do the remedy. He did not appeal.
He didn't appeal in 2009. He didn't appeal in 2010, and now he's trying to appeal late.
Right.
Did it go up in 10?
No.
Exactly.
And he would have gotten a bill in 09.
Yep.
Same as the one before.
Same as the same.
So you're going to say?
Motion to not hear it.
Motion by Danny Tran not to hear this case, seconded by Kelly Trimble. You want to see that?
Now, is this one, or is this the gentleman that's trying to represent a number of people?
He has tried to represent a number of people out at Shoals Bend. Those two properties... both were bought at a much lower value, like in $14,000. At one point in time, they're being sold for $60,000, and they're now being resold at $14,000, but they're still showing a valuation of $60,000.
Next year's reassessment.
Comments made that we don't bring things forward. I try, every contact I get, I try to bring before you for you to tell me no.
We heard. So, in summer BOE, we heard several of the Shoal Bend,
right.
And it was determined that we have to live with what the valuation that was put on it in 09, and that will change drastically in 11. But
that's a determination we would make if we decided to hear it.
Right.
Yeah. And I think the question.
What was the motion
right now? Is
motion did not hear the case.
Because this didn't come in summer.
Correct. Motion not to hear the case is on the floor.
Well, from a legal standpoint, I don't see how we can, because he doesn't have written authorization.
Correct.
I'll second it. Yeah.
You already did second it.
Oh, I'm sorry. The same one.
I thought we...
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
For clarification, that was all of them.
Correct. All of them. Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Just two. Right. So we're not here.
Just two of them.
Okay. We're going to move on now to... We have two... I'll make sure I'm right here. We have two personal property... abatement refunds. The first one is on the top. You'll see it's last four digits 00257 is the first one. Donnie, you want to? Do I have that right in front of me? Okay, let me just grab it.
Those are 2007 instead of 2008 or 2009. So those have to come before DOE instead of the commission.
Okay.
Your determination of the process and
here they go. All right, here it is. It is the taxpayer mistakenly assessed for a 2002 Dodge Caravan instead of a 2000 model they own. Please refund the overpayment of $490 assessed value.
Oh,
this is for years, 3-year refund. 07, that's what it says, right? 07.
Am I hearing that right?
08 and 09.
Correct. 07, 08, and 09.
Different values.
So this is strictly for 07.
So taxes on $490.
So this refund is strictly for 07 because the 08 and 09 were corrected. So we are asked to refund 07 with this abatement.
Which is like $17.
So this is correcting a mistake.
That the, did he turn in he the wrong one on his assessment sheet? The wrong year?
Yes, but we've had that discussion before. If it's a taxpayer issue or it's a county issue, that we correct it.
Motion to deny.
Motion to deny BOE number 0257 by Commissioner Strahan. Do we have a second?
And these are presented by the assessor's office.
Hearing no second, motion dies. Do we have an alternate motion?
I'll move that we give the guy his $20.
Motion to approve abatement 0257 by Kelly Trimble. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Chuck Pennell. Any more discussion?
Can we go back that far on refunds?
3 years on personal property is my understanding.
So we can go to 07.
He's just in time. Right?
So we have the authority to go back 3 years.
Well, would 3 years include the current year? Which is 10.
Well, 10 hasn't ended. December 31st, 2010 closes the 2010.
Once they're outlawed, personal property is outlawed after 3 years, they don't have to pay it anyway.
Okay, so we're well within the legal.
This is a refund, though. This is not.
He's already paid this. It's
yes, it's a refund. Well,
okay.
All right.
All right.
As I understand it, he gets refunded the amount of the overpayment. He doesn't get interest and all that kind
correct.
Of stuff.
Correct. No. Just the overpayment. Yeah. All right. All those in favor of approving abatement 0257, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-1. Going on to the next abatement is ending in 0319. Taxpayer were assessed an error for a mobile home they did not own. It is not located on their property. Said mobile home is located on an adjacent parcel and is owned by Michelle Cornelson. They are asking for a refund for 07. Is that just 07? Yep. So a refund is what they're asking for.
This is personal property.
Correct.
Do we know when they sold it?
Never owned it.
Oh, they never.
It was never on their property.
I wonder why they didn't say something about it in 07 when they paid the taxes.
I don't know if it was on there in 07.
It's what year of the whole home?
I mean, yeah, I'm sorry, 06, I was thinking wrong.
What was their total assessment? This is something they paid and then just now figured out they
got it. $46.90 was the beginning assessment. Reduces it to $28.50.
So the difference between those two is what the value.
So they're looking for $20 too.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm open to motions.
Motion to deny.
We have a motion to deny abatement 0319 by Commissioner Strahan. Hearing no second, the motion dies.
I'll make a motion to approve the abatement. This was written by the assessor's office, and so feel like it's correct or y'all wouldn't have written it. Okay.
So motion to approve by Commissioner Pennell 0319. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Kelly Trimble.
One note here on here is it says assessment to see if it was included in real estate. If so, it was double assessed and must be approved by the BOE.
That's the assessor's note.
This is Sheila Wyatt's note.
Say that again, Dave.
Evidently, Sheila wrote on here for us to check and see if it was assessed as real estate. If so, it was a double assessment.
Does it say Sheila Wyatt or does it just say Sheila?
Per Sheila Wyatt.
Sheila Wyatt.
Okay.
Well, that's a correct
statement.
Advisory. If it was taxed as real estate, it shouldn't be taxed as personal property. You either tax a mobile home as personal property or as real estate, not as both.
So we would need to look up the 2007 real estate taxes for Michelle Corneliuson.
Yeah, and see if they paid not only on raw land, but paid on improvements, a mobile home of a certain size.
That would have been presented to the assessor's office and maybe the assessor.
Right.
Wait a minute, this is, who is coming in here? Stifler's asking for it?
Stifler's asking for it.
Okay. Well, now, Corneliuson paid taxes for it in that same year.
That's because it was on another piece of property, not on his
property. So the taxes on it were paid.
On another piece of property.
So it's a double taxation.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a double taxation.
However you look at it, it's double.
I may have changed your opinion there.
It was a double taxation.
Okay.
All right. Hearing no more discussion, all those in favor, say aye.
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 4-0, Kelly Trimble absent. That concludes that personal property segment of our program. How are we doing? Do we need a recess or keep on going?
I think Kelly took his.
We're doing good.
Kelly took his recess.
Keep the ball rolling.
All right. This pile here, Donna, was this part of the other, that was part of the other stuff, right?
No, that's all good.
What? That's that. We're done with that. This was in that pile. We're going to insert those.
Okay, yes. Remember, I told you right here, right at that point, you need to go to this second page.
Okay, we'll jump into that in a second.
That's on note 3.
Okay, here it goes. Are we ready to start? We're going to work on 0347 and 0347. And as soon as I can find 0347, where did I have it? Sorry. 0347. It is exempt property belongs to the city of Forsyth. Erroneous assessment.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Chuck Pinnell of 0347. Do I have a second?
Second
by Danny Stur.
Assessor's office was notified of that.
Yep. They wrote the abatement.
They wrote these abatements.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, before we jump on here, I'm going to look if they're all erroneous assessment, then we can do them all together here.
Well, all of these, are we talking about all of these at the end? Or?
No, sir.
Okay.
No. We're on the front here. We're talking about
page 2 of 5. It says at the bottom.
Okay.
Whole list of
here. We're talking about assessment abatements 0348 through. Yeah, they're all unique. No, they're not.
I just wanted to tell Mr. Pennell that you may take notice that.
Yes, I did notice
that.
There's
a point where
you're
going to have to abstain.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't just report those.
Okay, here goes. So we have erroneous assessment on 0348, 0363. Do you guys want to make it? We're going to try to go a little faster here. 0379, 0379, 0380. Those are all erroneous assessments, and I'm going to pass them around for you guys to look at those. Okay?
Are they all governmental agencies?
No.
No. That Forsyth's the only one, I think.
Let me look at this here. Dave, look at this one.
I think those are together. Are they? No, there's a different one. We've got governmental agencies in here, though. Is that? Are we just handling these ones?
Yeah. Let me. I can't break it down. We're gonna do it individually. I think it's just gonna be too difficult. Okay. 0354 is. 0354 is a.
347, wasn't it? You had a motion, but you don't have a vote.
Yeah. It was vote 4-0. Kelly was absent.
Kelly came in on that when it was 5-0.
Oh, 5-0. Kelly was here. He yelled it in the hallway. 0354 is what's on the table right now, and it is an erroneous assessment for Sandra Webster. It says resident to commercial per letter dated 9/16/10 from Sandra Webster. So we are moving a property. Is that correct, Donna?
I did not write these, so you're going to have to talk to Sheila.
This one says res to com.
Here you go.
You got one that does that, and the other one does it the other direction.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. So we have.
I'd make a motion to approve 354 and 353.
Motion by Chuck Pinnell for that. Jim Straffa seconds. Aye. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. All right. Next one we're going to work on, and let me get back in order here. I apologize for that.
You got Lyle Owen at 348.
Where is 348?
Trustee.
Lyle Owen?
No, I apologize. Here it is. Yeah. All right. Here we go. We have 348. It says the property is owned by the city of Branson.
And this must be the parkland.
Yeah, it's right here.
I'll make a motion to approve 348.
Motion by Chuck on 348 to approve.
What exactly is this?
It was the park off of Fall Creek Road there. I forget what they call it. Wilderness something or other. The city bought it.
Oh, and we've been taxing Lyle Owen on it?
Well, they just bought it, remember?
They just bought it this year, and so they're taking it off for this year.
Are they able to do that?
Yeah, any time of the year.
Yeah. Up to December. Any time of the year.
Yep. Up to December 31st.
So if I own a fine house all year this year, and I donate it to the city.
And the city accepted it.
Yeah.
I don't have to pay taxes for
it. Or even if you sold it. If you sold it to the city, even.
Yep. Right.
I don't have to pay taxes for this year.
Correct. Right. But you've got it. They have to accept. You can't donate because we rejected a donation last year, I think.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if they accepted a donation, it'd be okay.
Correct.
Just because you donated, you can't. They've got to.
Do we have a second? Yeah, I second it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We're now on 0363. It is deleted and combined with something else. Looks like with 7.0. I'm looking to see what 7.0 is. Here. Walter, Lane Walters.
It's a split in property.
Can you help us there, Sheila? It says combined with 7.0. What does, is that a first part of the property number?
It was a split.
Okay.
So we don't have the copy of where it was combined to?
I don't see it on what.
I don't either.
You have a copy of where it's
combined. Would it be with the.
It's Walters. I don't see another Walters on there.
That's what I was looking for down there, and that's the reason I asked.
Yeah, I don't see another Walters on there, so.
Let's say it's combined with the 701 that's listed. They're not combined with 7.0.
They are, but we should have one here basically showing that it's been combined. Should we not?
Can we ask the assessor's office, if somebody else is over there looking to.
It may have been combined with property owned by somebody else.
But we would see that.
It would be.
We normally have to know what it was, though.
We normally have proof that it was added.
Wouldn't it be close to the same number, property number?
Yes, it would be the same number almost. If it was
maybe a A or a B or a.
Something like that.
Number two or something.
And that number is not there.
Do you want to just table that one for now?
Yeah, we're just going to bypass that one. If you like it. Abatement number you need or parcel number? What would you like? Parcel number is 08 5.0-21-003-002-007-001. We're going to put that one aside and come back to that one. Moving on to 0379. It is an erroneous assessment for Ken Bowman. Belongs to Hollister School District.
Is that the same as the political subdivision on the law?
Surely it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm no lawyer. You know that. But I would think it surely would be.
I mean, any time of the year that they bought it, that's what I'm going by. Because one of those statutes we read had political subdivision. It had two or three things listed, but it didn't have school listed.
Right.
Well, assessor wouldn't have written it, I wouldn't
school
think.
School is a political subdivision, I think.
Yes. Yes. I make a motion to approve 0379, Kenneth Bowman, which went to the school district.
Motion by Chuck to
second.
Second by Dave. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, 0379 carries.
You're skipping 369, 370.
I'm looking on
purpose.
I have it right here. Okay. 0370. Yes, I have it. Right.
370, what's it about, Sheila? Can you tell us?
Where they combined it with 7.701. They combined it.
Can you show them the proof?
Yeah.
It's deleted.
Yeah.
This is a mapping thing.
Though. I'm looking for the papers here, Chuck. That's what the problem is. Okay, they got out of order. My fault. Okay. All right, so here's the proof that went on to 7-0. Combined with parcel, and then it goes right to... Gotcha. Okay, so there's the proof on that one. So
this is motion to approve.
Which one is it?
I'll do it. Motion to approve by Dave Oliphant, 0363. I'll second the motion. And more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 The motion carries 5-0. We are now on 0369. It is the State Tax Commission. Yeah, I'm trying to think what it is. It was ordered by the State Tax Commission. Here you go. It's an order. You've seen, look at the abatement. I think it's a direct or an order from the State Tax Commission to do an adjustment.
Okay, that's on 370, appeal number 0989521, ordered 523-2010.
So they appealed and won.
They appealed and won the case.
Okay. What is it? 811-22-6.1 or Schwander, what?
Which one?
It's a piece of land.
I know, but which one?
We're looking at 069.
This is 370. 0370 is the one we're looking at.
Oh, 0370. That's up in downtown Branson, isn't it?
Okay, I start with that one. Okay, sorry. 0370 is what we're going to deal with. I'll put the 69 back in my pile here.
It went from 56050 to 43200.
That's the State Tax Commission?
Yep. It's ordered. We don't have anything to say about it.
Right, we just do it.
Doesn't sound like we have any discretion at all on that.
We just have to approve it.
Move to approve 370.
It's an abatement was written. To change it. Motion by Chuck, second by Dave.
I do have a question, not that I'm going to vote against it or anything, but what happens if we don't approve something the State Tax Commission tells us to approve?
You have to ask, anyway. You have to ask Bob Paulson that question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None. 5-0.
We can do that, Kelly, and see what happens. Okay. We can find out that way.
I'm just curious.
On 0369, it's another State Tax Commission decision, but we have no order like we had the other one. Can the assessor's office help us there? We have a reduction, but we don't have, it says State Tax Commission, but we don't have anything that says why. What
went case? From 45620 to 24680, pretty good reduction.
What are the names on these?
Schwander.
I believe there was either a decision or an agreement. I remember that name from the State Tax Commission.
We don't have anything on the abatement of what
doesn't
that was.
Say anything.
There was probably an appeal in 09, and there was either an agreement or a decision.
I understand, but we don't have anything written on the abatement. So. Well, we got to have the appeal number. We have the reason here on this one.
I know. I understand. Nothing I can do about that.
Okay.
I'll ask Jimmy. They're not. He offered. This would be number 18-1-1-2-2-6.116. Schwandener.
Looking for the appeal number and the date of record. I'll put this back over on the side, and we'll come back to that one. We're going to move on to abatement 0380. It is wrong mathematical calculation. It's a reduction from $163,840 to $75,140. It is the owner is Branson Bank.
Oh, this is somebody else.
Is that right? Oh, I'm sorry. Branson Bank owns it now. I'm sorry.
Is this the Elaine Bastel Trust? Or?
Yeah. So
Cameron.
But anyway, the assessor wrote it. It's a mathematical calculation error.
It's Cameron.
Correct. Carrie Cameron. Went from 16.
Yeah, they circled it on their worksheet.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve 0380 by Dave Oliphant.
Second.
Second by Chuck Pennell.
Aye.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. I'll take that back. Put that here. So if I'm correct, all we're lacking on that first pile was 06. We had 0670. We did that one. 0370, I mean. So we had one waiting. Moving on to the next pile. And this is starting with 03. I'm sorry. See the insert here. I'm trying to follow the script here.
I'm going to have some more coffee to stay awake.
I know.
This isn't stimulating, or?
Can we have one decision to make. We have the commission has an 11 o'clock meeting that we were supposed to have, and we have people waiting. Should we reschedule that meeting? Should we push it back till after lunch? Because we are just now starting the pile. So I would probably say we need to push that 11 o'clock back to 1 so we can get through this. Commissioners? Right? Or what? We got to keep on meeting.
I would request that you all do that. I mean, since we've, Kelly and I,
you're here,
taken our time to come here, and we were told the meeting would be from till 1. So.
Right.
Oh, okay. Till 1? Okay.
Yeah. You're on there.
One time it was 1 to 5. So.
Well, it was 1 to 5. That's what I thought it was.
Now all right.
You want me to tell them it's rescheduled to 1?
Just, or yeah, because we got a pile to go through. The hearings this morning went a lot longer. Okay, we are on. We are now going a different script here with an insert here. We've on your second, I think on your attached was a list of, I don't know, 10 or 15, which is BOE abatements number 20110-383. You see that sheet here? If you look at this, gentlemen.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Those are this pile here, which are erroneous assessment. We'll start with the first one, which is 0383. And we have a property that's owned by...
Wait, now, just a second. Hold it, Jim. Let me ask you, are they all erroneous assessments?
No. Okay. Well, they are, but they're different reasons. Like, one is it's owned by the sewer district. This one's deleted and combined with another one.
If they're all erroneous assessments, we have done those in the past in groups like that.
Okay. Are we good with that? You guys want to look through them before we make the motion?
Yeah, I mean, if the mapper and the assessor and everybody's willing to say these are all clerical errors or
erroneous assessments, we've done them in groups like
that. I believe that. I'm good with that.
And no one has any other evidence to the fact that they were correct, I'd say.
Okay. Here, I'll read the bill.
I make a motion that we accept those numbers.
And I'll read them off right now.
Approval.
Okay, we got a motion by Danny and a second by Kelly, and the numbers, the BOE, last three digits of the BOE number are 383, 385, 386, 387, 389, 390, 391, 92, 94, 395, 397, 416, and 418. So a motion and a second to approve all abatements written for erroneous assessment.
Aye.
All those in favor say aye.
This is
them. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, motion carries 5-0. A non enthusiastic carry, I shall add.
There was, for your information, the highest one I saw getting halfway through there was 15020 down to 90. Most of them are very low numbers, except one of them was 15.
We have not waited for proof. Yeah.
Just for your information.
What was the 15,020?
I didn't.
All right, we're going to move on now to
Missouri neon sign. That's been a billboard. Yeah, it's got to be on there.
You're saying most of them are for the orange. So.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, we're now on to 0419. We have, I mean, they're all erroneous assessment. This was deleted and combined. This is a BOE adjustment. One's an added garage. I mean, how do you guys want to handle this? Here's an added garage. BOE decision. All erroneous assessment, but different reasons.
Different reasons. Well,
and are they taking it to zero and then adding it on
some are. So how do you want to handle them?
Okay. Now, let me ask Donna a question. Because did you prepare these?
No, the assessor's office.
Okay. Cindy always did those in anything... Group. $2,500 or less on personal and was it real estate too?
We don't do personal in here anymore except for.
I mean, on the real estate. Didn't we do that before?
She would group them together.
She would group them together, and I just wondered if these weren't grouped that way.
No, they're not grouped that way. They're grouped numerical because I don't have enough people to do it with.
Okay.
What
do you want to do?
Are they. What's this when you said BOE?
I can get to that. Let's just go. We'll be there in a second.
Okay.
BOE 0419, it's a deleted parcel combined with 33. There is, it's an agricultural land. Don't have the proof that I see that it was added.
Most of these, what we're coming up with is the assessor's office has not provided the same information we normally have.
Well, we've had a change in personnel, so there's an adjustment period of what's taking place here. So,
there's been a couple of changes at the assessor's office.
Right. So, we just...
But that one has been combined?
But we don't know if it's been combined to one.
We combined, but we failed to delete, mark the delete button.
So it's combined with 33.
So basically, clerical error.
Yeah. So okay. It'd be a double assessment.
But normally we have the other document that says
motion
that.
To approve the abatement.
Motion approved by Danny.
Second
by Dave.
That was number 419.
Yep, 0419.
Any of those that are clerical error like that, I mean, we are obligated.
Well, yeah, but they're just, it's that one I brought up because it didn't have the proof that we normally see.
Right. Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, motion carries. All right, now 0462 is a BOE adjustment, erroneous assessment. There's 10 together here, making sure this is right. So it should be two of them here. It is 0462 and 0463. It is, here, you can look with me here. 062.
Changing the
commercial residential here.
Okay. Are those added on? I mean, are they taken off and added on? Are you? I mean,
I can't tell.
Okay.
I got to look through each one.
Okay, I'm just trying to.
Well, this one.
Ask you something.
05 and 05. According to this one, it was residential, and now it's double the amount of residential plus some commercial.
Okay. This, if you look at this, this is the same abatement number. That's 462.
Right.
That's 462. That's a programming error in their program where they're looking at wrong numbers. So basically, all you need to know on this one is we're taking the value to zero on this one. And we're coming back here to the subject.
Don't add it on because it pulled off of this. It pulled off the book close.
Their book is showing a different number than the actual tax.
It should have been.
All I can tell you is we're taking the original bill to zero and putting it back.
She's explaining it to us.
So this is the original bill?
I believe so.
Well, if we're putting it back on at this amount, it's going in at less than half.
I can't explain why they're written. All I can explain to you is what the paperwork is saying.
She's telling me over here that it's an error and that it should go on at 316 or whatever the lower amount is.
Okay.
But why does it say BOE adjustment? Did we reduce it then?
It was after the books were closed. There was a clerical error, and they're taking off the old one and putting on the new one.
That's what a lot of these are. It's pulled from the book closed.
Okay.
Printed the tax statement, so we took it to zero and ran it back on at the correct assessment.
Okay.
All
right.
I want to make a motion on those that they stay at whatever 2001 was, unless you have a reason for it not to be 2009.
Did you understand that?
Nope. What you talking about? Staying at 2009.
It was on for 316 in 2009, and they clerical error. They more than doubled it for 2010, and they
oops.
Oh, it was supposed to be on for the 2009 value.
Right.
Gotcha. I heard you now. Got it.
So, do it. Which BOA? What BOA numbers would that be? And since we have BOE numbers, don't we have to?
Yeah,
462 and 463.
Let me understand correctly. Do we have like four pages of these to go through?
Yes.
Motion to approve BOE number 462 and 463.
Motion by Dave. I'll second it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Donna, if you can help get us through this. Yeah, just get to stand up or get a microphone, because otherwise I'm looking at it for the very, very first time.
462
7, it says that they've added a garage, so they're taking the original value of residential $10,680 and adding $3,120, and then they're reducing, or they're changing that to... they're reducing it down to $3,380 res and 90 ag. So... I'm not sure why it says added garage, because I think that would make the value go up or down. This is decreasing.
I'm going to ask for a 2-minute recess here. So recess for 2 minutes.
We've got to look this better, because this is going to be here all